The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today, we'll talk about how to get discounts for your Disney World trip. That's coming up on this episode 154 of WW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WDWPrepSchool.com. Thank you for being here for episode 154. I'm looking forward to talking about this topic, but before we dive into that, just a reminder to follow along on social media. We do monthly Q&As on the Facebook page where you can chime in and ask whatever is on your mind. My favorite right now happens to be Instagram. I feel like I can be the most myself on Instagram. There's also Pinterest and Twitter. So just look for WW Prep School on there so you can follow along there. Today, I wanted to talk about increasing your chances of getting a discount for your Disney World trip. So we recently, as I'm recording this in October, Disney just recently released a couple of promotions for early 2018. And I was reminded as I was trying to notify people about this that the chances of getting it really vary and that sometimes people don't have realistic expectations. And so I want to just go through the ways to get discounts for your Disney World trips, and hopefully that will help you get it for your dates. So let's start off with some basics first. First of all, Disney's rates for the hotel rooms are released during the summer for the following year. Usually at the end of June, the rates for the following year will come out. The rates are what they call their rack rates. They are set. Once they're released, they are set, and they can go down based on if promotions come out that you can apply to your booking, but they won't change like most hotel chains do. Most hotel chains will change their rates based on booking availability, based on popularity, based on, you know, whatever. But the Disney World rates are what they are unless a discount comes out, and they'll go down. Secondly, discounts are not automatically added when you book with Disney World. So if you were to go online right now and book a package, it would just give you the normal rack rate, the full price rate. You have to seek out the promotion in order to get it for your booking. And we'll talk about how to do that in just a second. The third thing is that vacation packages in general don't save you money because promotions apply to one portion of a package. A package includes a room, tickets, and optionally a Disney dining plan. And the promotion will apply to one portion of that. So for instance, just the room or just the dining plan. So if maximizing your funds and saving the most money is what you want to do, then you will probably want to book things a la carte. So you book your room through Disney, you could get your tickets somewhere else, and you would likely want to skip the Disney dining plan if you're trying to save money, because it usually doesn't save people money unless it is free. Even then, you have to double check and make sure it's your best deal. So I would just be careful of that. Vacation packages are certainly very convenient because they include a lot of things all in one, so you have fewer things to worry about. But if money is your primary concern, you might want to look at booking things a la carte rather than as part of a package. Current Disney World offers, if you're wondering where to find them, they can be found on the Disney World page at the bottom. There's a link called Special Offers, and I'll have a screenshot in just a minute of what that looks like. You can only use one discount at a time. So some people will say, well, I already have free dining. Can I also apply this 20% off discount, blah, blah, blah. The answer to that 99% of the time is no. You cannot stack offers. You can only use one at a time. There are rare exceptions to this. For instance, Orbitz and Cheap Tickets, often if you book through them, they will give you their promotion plus its Disney promotions, allowing you to stack it. Although you need to check all the fine print on Orbitz and Cheap Tickets, because that's often not worth it because of the restrictions that you have with those bookings. There's occasionally a Disney World situation that allows you to stack discounts. For instance, earlier this year, Caribbean Beach Resort started major construction. So they had a sort of promotion for people staying there that they could get a gift card for every night of their stay. On top of that, people could also book promotions. But in general, 99% of the time, you can only use one discount at a time. You can, this is number six on my basics list. You can book your trip before discounts come out and you can apply it later. So if you are, you know, thinking ahead and booking 9 months in advance and the discounts haven't been released, you can go ahead and book it and you can apply them later. However, availability is limited on promotions, even if you've booked in advance. And I wanted to take a little second for a sidebar here, because it's very confusing to people when they already have a booking and they can't get a promotion because they think, well, I already have a booking. Why can't I take part in it? And you need to think about it in terms of pools of rooms. Let's say a hotel has 1,000 rooms, just for a round number. Those 1,000 rooms are all available, but they're divvied out into different pools. Most of them are likely to be available as just, you know, the general pool of rooms, but then certain segments of it will be for promotions. Let's say they release 100 rooms for a promotion, but you're already booked in the general pool of rooms because you booked before the promotions come out. So what you have to do is try to get your reservation from the general pool over to the promotional pool. And there's no guarantee, because if somebody's already booked those 100 rooms in the promotional pool, you will have to stay in the general pool. So while you can book before they come out, you still have to get into that pool of promotional rooms, and availability is limited. So you never know if that's going to happen or not. Many discounts are released before phone lines open, and it's usually best to book your reservations online. So Disney World phone lines open at 7 a.m. Eastern time. When free dining, for instance, comes out, my alarm is usually set for 2 or 3 a.m. because things are available online first. So if you wait for the phone lines to open, first of all, you're going to be on hold for a long time. Second of all, people that are doing things online have already been doing it for hours. So your best bet is to do things online. There are blackout dates for promotions. So for instance, if you hear that a promotion is a fall promotion or a spring promotion, that doesn't mean that all dates during the fall or all dates during the spring are eligible. There will be blackout dates, particularly around the holidays. However, if you do check in during promotional dates, especially for package promotions, you can usually get it for your whole trip. So let's say that, for instance, a discount in December goes through December 24th. And you can usually check in by the 24th and you can get it through your entire stay. And finally, deluxe resorts will receive the biggest discount. So if you hear about a range of discounts, like say 10 to 30% off, the higher discounts will be on the more expensive rooms. The lower discounts will be on the least expensive rooms. So don't expect a 30% discount on your value resort, for instance. Now let's talk about where to find the discounts, because I already told you just now that when you book, you don't automatically get a discount, so you have to go look for it. You can go to the Disney World site and scroll down and look for the little icon that says Explore Our Special Offers. Often what I do is I Google Disney World Special Offers and it will link me right to this page. So either one will work, but you need to make sure you end up on the Special Offers page. From there, you can then select the promotion that you would like to explore for your trip and check availability. This is what you would do for a new reservation that you are booking yourself online. If you have an existing reservation and you're trying to find a discount, you need to log into My Disney Experience, go to My Reservations and Tickets, and select Change Reservation. So the reservation page in My Disney Experience has all your reservations, including hotel. And next to it, there will likely be a Change Reservation link. From there, you would then be taken to the details of your reservation, and you can click the change option, which will allow you to see if a discount can be applied to your room. There are some instances where you will not have that link available. You won't be able to change online. And that is usually when you have add-ons attached to your reservation. And by add-ons, I mean My Disney Experience, I mean Memory Maker, I mean things like that. So if you have extra things already tied to your reservation, then you will have to call. So I would highly recommend not doing any add-ons if you want to do a promotion for your dates. Wait until after promotions are released to not only to add the add-ons, but to do a lot of extra things like booking your flights, because if you have to change your dates in order to use the promotion, having your flights already locked in is going to make it harder for you. So I would just put down a deposit on your trip. Don't do any add-ons. Don't book any flights if you can, and just wait for that promotion to come out. And then after the promotions come out, hopefully you will get it, and then you can do all of the other things. Let's talk about examples of discounts that come up throughout the year. The first one is a room-only discount. And this means that if you have a room-only booking, meaning no tickets or dining plan, that you can apply it to that. It also, room-only reservations can usually be booked as packages. So, but it will only be the room portion of your package. These range between 5 and 30% usually. Occasionally they'll go higher. I think I got a 40% off earlier this year, maybe, but usually they're about 5 to 30%. As I mentioned earlier, the higher end of the range is for the more expensive rooms. So for value resorts, for instance, you would be looking at the lower end of that range. A second type of discount available is free dining, and it's the most popular by far. It's usually a fall promotion. In the past, it has been offered different times in the year, but in general, it's a fall promotion. It gives you a free dining plan, as the name implies. And, which dining plan you get depends on the level of resort. If you're staying at a deluxe resort, you get the basic regular plan. If you're staying at a moderate or value, you get the quick service plan, though you can pay to upgrade. There's usually very limited availability in terms of dates and in terms of rooms that are part of the promotion, in recent years especially. And upgraded tickets are often required. So free dining is, although it's the most popular and the one that people look forward to, it's becoming less and less of a great deal as Disney sort of changes the terms of it. Because by only giving you, like at moderate resorts, you used to be able to get the regular dining plan. Now it's quick service. So the value of that has gone down. By requiring you to upgrade your tickets, that is making it more expensive overall. So you really have to do the math to figure out if it makes sense for you, but it is very popular. The third type of discount, and this is the one that just came out for early 2018, is play, stay, and dine. It is usually available the first part of the year, the first few months or so. And roughly speaking, it's about 40% off of the dining plan. It's hard to tell exactly what the deal is there, but usually it's just a discounted dining plan. Next type of a discount is a Disney Visa cardholder discount, and this is people that have a Disney Visa and they can put down the deposit for their trip using their Disney Visa. In the past, people with Disney visas have been able to get access to discounts before the general public. That has been less the case in the last few promotions. So they may not get access to those early, but they often do get their own discounts. Like for instance, right now, there is a room-only discount available to the public, but then there's a room-only discount to Disney Visa cardholders that is actually better than the public one. So it can often work out better if you have a Disney Visa. A fifth type of discount available is annual pass holder discounts. And these are almost always, there's almost always at least one type of annual pass holder discount. It's a room only discount and you only need one annual pass in your group. The person booking the trip is the only one that needs it. And actually you don't even need it when you book the promotion. You just need it when you check in. They need to verify that you have an annual pass. So if you are looking at different promotions and the annual pass holder discount seems to be the best for you, even after you get an annual pass, then, you know, go ahead and get it. Annual passes can save you money on food and merchandise and tours and different things. So, it may be a good idea overall, but annual pass holder discounts are kind of a separate discussion. I could go on and on about that one for another 10 minutes. Another type of offer is a bounce back offer. So let's talk about this one for a second. So what Disney does is if you were at Disney World on a trip, they would really love for you to book your next trip while you're there at Disney World. And usually there's a folder in your room that has information on this, but not always. But it doesn't really matter if there's a folder in your room or not. Anybody can call extension 8844 from your room, your phone in your room, and say, what is the current bounce back offer? And then you will be told what it is. Sometimes in the fall, the bounce back offer is free dining. And all you have to do is put down a deposit. And one person that's on your current reservation needs to be on the future reservation, and you just have to put down a deposit. If you're not sure if you want to do it, just put down a deposit and you can always cancel it later. But they're usually better deals than what is available to the public. And in the case of something like free dining, it usually includes more dates and more resorts than what the public one will. And obviously, if you're doing a bounce back offer, you aren't competing with everybody that is trying to get it during the big public announcement that usually comes out in the spring. So bounce back offers can often be a great deal, and it doesn't hurt to just put down a deposit and then cancel it later if you can't end up going on that trip. Finally, military discounts are a type of discount that you can get. I'm admittedly not an expert in these, but they are available to current and retired service members. The best source for information on these is militarydisneytips.com, so I recommend that you check there if you are a service member. Now, let's talk about when and what discounts to expect. People will often say, I'm going in February and I'm holding up for free dining. And you're probably not going to get free dining because there's no precedent that free dining is going to be offered in February, at least not in the last couple of years. So what you need to do is check the history of when and what discounts have been offered so that you know what to expect for your trips, for your trip. We have a giant spreadsheet on the website so that you can look at the months and who it was offered to and what dates it was for and that kind of thing so that you can see what to expect. Please check the description or the show notes for the link to that chart. Let's talk next about increasing your chances of getting a discount. First, you can use a good Disney travel agent. So travel agents, you know, they know when promotions come out and they are usually really organized and know which clients they have already, you know, booked and if they can use the discount. So they will look for that for you. And that saves you a lot of trouble because you don't have to get up early and you don't have to, you know, try all the modifications or call or whatever, you know, all these different tips I'm sharing with you because the travel agents know how to do that. Now, you have to know that they don't have any more access than you do to the discounts, you know, so if they can't get it, it's not their fault necessarily, because a lot of it is Disney's own restrictions, but they do know how to get it and they are usually on top of it. And I say use a good Disney travel agent because if someone's not committed to their job, then maybe they aren't waking up early or maybe they're not staying on top of it. But most good Disney travel agents will do that, including the ones at Prep School Travel. So if you would like to have them handle that for you, they would be glad to. Secondly, you could get a Disney Visa. As I mentioned, there are specific promotions for Disney Visa card holders. And so having one of those beforehand, well beforehand, because you need to receive that in the mail so that you can book that promotion, may help you out. The third thing is to sign up for email alerts. And by that, I mean email alerts that are on the WW Prep School site. So there are monthly dashboards that we have for every month of the year. And so, for instance, if you're going in October, you would want to go to the October monthly dashboard, which has lots of information. But one of the things it has there is an email alert box. So you sign up for the email alerts. And then as soon as things happen, I will email you and say, hey, heads up, two new promotions were released for October. Fourth, make sure you book your trip dates when discounts are available. So I just mentioned that spreadsheet of when and what discounts are have come out in the past. And so you just need to make sure you're booking when the discounts are available. For instance, October, it didn't used to be busy. It used to be included in free dining, and that has changed in the last few years because of fall breaks, the crowds are a lot higher. Disney doesn't have to offer promotions during busy times. So if you are going in October, maybe you aren't going to get free dining because it just hasn't been part of that promotion for a while. So you need to make sure that you're planning travel when discounts have been offered. Next, you need to avoid staying at excluded resorts. So every promotion has exclusions. Those exclusions often include the Little Mermaid rooms at Art of Animation, the Fort Wilderness campsites, and three-bedroom villas. Outside of those, there are often exclusions like Port Orleans French Quarter. So every promotion is a little bit different. But again, you can check the history and make sure that you're staying at some resort that is part of promotions in general. And lastly, you need to stay flexible on dates, resorts, and room types to maximize your chances for a discount. For instance, someone just told me yesterday that they could not find promotion for their February trip. And indeed, the resort and dates that they had specified when I went online, there was no availability. But when I tweaked it by a day, the promotion was available, but they were already locked in to those dates. So if you're not flexible, you're going to decrease your chances. I understand why you might not be flexible because, you know, we all have different school and work schedules to work around, but the more flexibility you have, the better chances you will have of getting a discount. So I hope that helps you understand discounts and understand what to expect and how to take advantage of them. I do have a quick tip of the day before we wrap up this topic. The quick tip of the day is about the dreaded stitch error, which often happens on the Disney World site. Oftentimes that stitch error, which says somebody ate the page, is due to the way the Disney World website handles cookies in your browser. So what you need to do is you need to do something that gets around the cookie issue. And there are three different ways that you could do it. One is you could clear the cookies in your current browser and try to search again. Number two is you can use your browser in incognito mode. So I use Chrome a lot. And if I do file, new incognito window, then that is how I get there from Chrome. Thirdly, you could use a different browser that you haven't used to search for Disney World things before. So for instance, over the weekend, I was looking to book a trip for our family in December. And when I searched in Chrome and Safari, which I use every day, I kept getting the stitch error. So I started up Firefox, a browser I hadn't used in a while, and I was able to search and I did not get the stitch error and I was able to book my trip. So that is my suggestion for you to try if you happen to run into that when you are trying to book various things on the Disney World site. So I think that will wrap up this episode of WDW Prep to Go. For more information on the show, you can check the show notes in your podcast app, or you can go to wdwprepschool.com, find podcast at the top, and look for episode 154. Until next time, I will see you on the site.